time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Colton Cowser met with the media following the Orioles' 8-3 win over the Phillies on Sunday afternoon.
You guys know what this offense is capable of doing, erupting the way it did, but against Zach Wheeler, I mean, does that even impress you all that you were able to do today?
Yeah, you know, one of the best pitchers in the league. He's got great stuff, and, you know, I think today we had a good offensive plan and went out and executed it.
Yeah, if you had to say what was the key to you guys getting so many quality swings against them, what was it?
Honestly, I think it was just staying in zone with him. You know, I think that Gunner's leadoff AB honestly kind of gave everyone else the blueprint. You know, he was in zone. Gunner was fouling off pitches and then got one in the heart and hit it out for a homer. So I think that's always a great start, especially when you're in the dugout watching that AB.
This is your first full year in the big leagues. When you have a week like this playing the Braves and playing the Phillies and going to just play the Yankees, how intense has this week been for you?
Yeah, it was an awesome environment here. You know, their fans travel well. You know, it felt, never played in a playoff game, but it felt like a playoff game. That's what everyone else was saying. And, you know, I think that it's a really good ball club over there. And, you know, I think they're going to win a lot of games. And it's a really good series win.
This is a big set of wins for the Orioles this week. Do you feel like the team proved a lot, you know, being able to take 2-3 from the Phillies?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I think that we knew what our schedule was in June, not only with the quality of opponents we had, but, you know, the amount of games we had. So I think any time we can win series against anyone, it's a positive. And, you know, I think we showed as a team, you know, a lot of complete series wins.
Can you speak to the confidence that Burns gives you guys? I mean, basically having a quality outing every time.
Yeah, Corbin's great. He goes out there and gives it his all. You know, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing up there. He understands, you know, soft contact, strikeouts, things like that, and when to get them. And, you know, he's always going to keep us in the game.
You guys played well against the Yankees here earlier in the season. What do you guys have to do in these next three games up there?
Yeah, they're playing great baseball. You know, I think that it's kind of the same kind of blueprint we had just had this past week. I think that pitching's important. You know, they've been going out there throwing out a lot of zeros, and, you know, it's a dangerous lineup over there. So I think that get off on the right foot with that, and I think hitting-wise, just continue to string together good at-bats and get it to the next guy is something that's really important as well.
Are you looking forward to the atmosphere up there this week?
Yeah, I think it should be fun. You know, I think that any chance, you know, you go into Yankee Stadium, they're, especially with the year they're having, they're going to be it's going to be a really good environment.
Have you ever experienced anything like those jets flying up in the middle of the game and stepping off the mound and everything?
I'll tell you what, I never felt more American during a baseball game, I'll say that. You know, I was really hoping, you know, I'd be hitting during one of them and someone got a picture or something. I thought that would have been pretty cool sometime in the background. Yeah, earlier this week, they were doing it during early work. And then I saw that first one come through and I was like, oh, well, it looks like we're doing it again. But I thought it was really cool. Just, I think the whole, both fan bases kind of came together, started chanting USA. I think kind of gave a little bit of chills.
Thank you.